His check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, partly sunny, breezy, mid-30s. Cloudy tonight, snow showers with some light accumulations, mid-20s. Cloudy, snow showers in the morning, then sun on Friday, 35 to 40. Christmas Day, snow showers change to rain showers and end 35 to 40. And Sunday, cloudy in the mid-30s. We'll check that forecast in a few minutes. Once again, a COVID update yesterday from Region 1. Two Kent Center School elementary school students tested positive. The students were last in the building on December 17th. A related case they reported earlier the week. The students and family members will remain at home in isolation and quarantine. The Connecticut Department of Public Health is upgrading its guidance for local athletic events. The announcement was made on Wednesday morning due to the number of coronavirus cases in the state. Health officials are now requiring that all athletes, coaches, and officials wear face coverings at indoor sporting events, regardless of their vaccination status. For now, the mask requirement applies to those athletic competitions taking place indoors. You may need to adhere to a new guideline if you plan on visiting a loved one or a friend that's in the hospital. That's going on from the state of Connecticut. On Wednesday, the Yale New Haven Hospital announced they were requiring visitors to show proof that they're fully vaccinated or have a negative PCR test. The policy goes into effect at 8 a.m. and applies to all other Yale New Haven Health hospitals. In Torrington, Charlotte Hungerford Hospital has decided to bar visitors altogether. Middlesex Health announced they're changing the visiting hours at Middlesex Hospital from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and encouraging virtual visits both during the week and weekends. Now, Dutchess residents will be getting free COVID test kits. Dutchess County residents in the coming days, including today and tomorrow, may be able to pick up free at-home COVID test kits from their municipality. However, the supply of kits is limited, and most are being distributed on a first-come, first-served basis with proof of residency required. The county said the state is expected to be supplying the county with more to distribute to municipalities in the future. Each kit includes two at-home tests. A KN95 mask were also being made available, with New York giving Dutchess County over 120,000. The kits are limited to one per household. The county said the state is expected to be supplying the county with more in the future. In the village of Millbrook, kits are available beginning at noon outside of Franklin Avenue today. In the town of Pauling, kits available at the Lathrop Building, Lakeside Drive from 9:30 to 11 and 6 to 7:30. In Pine Plains, 50 kits were made available around 3 p.m. yesterday at Town Hall. They will be available until they run out. In Rhinebeck, kits are available at Village Hall today from 10 to noon and the Rhinebeck Police Department Thursday from 4 to 6. Town of Stanford, kits will be available at the town clerk's office today from 9 to 1. And the supervisor's office today from 1 until 2 p.m. Drive-through rapid testing is planned for Lee Sheffield ahead of the holidays. Berkshire County residents who want to test just ahead of the holiday gatherings can take advantage of pop-up drive-through clinics in South County, Massachusetts. The Southern Berkshire Public Health Collaborative will offer free rapid tests for asymptomatic and symptomatic adults and children just ahead of Christmas and New Year's Eve. These are the dates and times in Lee at the Araldo Building, 45 Rail Street, December 29th and 30th. In Sheffield at the Bushnell Sage Library, 48 Main Street, from 8 to 10 a.m. December 23rd and December 30th. Advance registration is required with signups at tinyurl.com/msbav3at. Berkshire Health Systems will continue to offer PCR testing through the holidays. You can call 855-262-5465 to schedule that test. So meetings coming up in our area this week. Today, Salisbury, the town hall will be closing at 12:30. Town hall offices will be closed on the 24th. The Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station is closing at noontime on the 24th. Saturday, the 25th, the transfer station and town hall close. In Sharon, the town hall will be closed all day through December 24th all day. But there is a meeting of the Energy Environment Commission on the 23rd. In Sheffield, on Friday the 24th, the town hall will be closed. In North Canaan, on the 24th, the transfer station hours are listed as 8 until noon. They're closed December 25th and December 26th. Regular hours, December 31st from 8 to 4. And once again, a reminder, they'll be closed January 1st and January 2nd. They will resume regular hours. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You can find a great menu plus their tapas menu. That's theinterlaken.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,753.89. The NASDAQ, 15,521.89. And the S&P 500 at 4,696.56. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That comes your way in just a few moments.